I want to turn your attention to December 7th of 2019.
Yeah.
Does that day stand out to you?
Yes.
Why?
It's the day that Harmony passed away.
Welcome or welcome back. I'm Cassie and this is A Wicked World. The story I have for you today is a little bit different than the normal videos that I do. I covered the case of Harmony Montgomery in June of last year, and as you probably know, the trial for Adam Montgomery just recently wrapped up in Manchester, New Hampshire. So I've put together the new information for you that was revealed during the trial. Now, if you haven't seen the first video about Harmony's case, that's okay. I'm going to briefly go over Harmony's case up until now, in case you forgot any details. This is the continuation of the story of Harmony Montgomery. The last confirmed sighting of 5-year-old Harmony Montgomery was on September 11th, 2019, but she wouldn't be reported as missing until over 2 years later in November of 2021.
Not even a year before she disappeared, in February of 2019,
Harmony had been placed into the custody of her father, Adam Montgomery, and his wife, Harmony's stepmother, Kayla Montgomery. Now, Adam has a long criminal past, and he struggles with drug addiction. However, his background was never checked, nor was any type of home check done before he got full custody of Harmony. He never should have gotten any kind of custody of that little girl. When Harmony was born in June of 2014, she'd been placed right into foster care, as her mother, Crystal Sorey, was also a drug addict and unable to properly care for the little girl. She had been in and out of her daughter's life since then. But now it was November of 2021, and Crystal had been unable to get a hold of Harmony since April of 2019. She said she had tried multiple times, but Adam would never let her speak to her.
Where did you think Harmony was for the last 2 years?
I thought she was with her dad. And he was just being a jerk, really. That's what I hoped was happening, you know. But in my heart, I knew something was wrong. Something was very wrong. Like, he was going to extremes to block me and make sure that I couldn't contact her or anything. Or even to the point, like, once his family started calling DCYF and he knew, they, you know, he then cut them off, and then I couldn't even get information from them, you know, because at least I could get information about what was going on through them. Couldn't even get anything from them. He literally cut anybody that questioned him about how he treated Harmony or what he was doing, he cut them off.
So the search officially began for Harmony on New Year's Eve of 2021. When police went to speak with him, Adam claimed that he had dropped Harmony back off with her mother. Though this was clearly untrue, Crystal had no idea where she was, and Adam and his wife Kayla's stories did not match up as to when the last time they had seen Harmony was. Adam's uncle, Kevin Montgomery, said that he had not seen Harmony or his nephew since late 2019. The last time he had seen Harmony, she had a black eye, and when he asked what happened, Adam told him that he had bashed her around the house. Uncle Kevin told police that in addition to the physical abuse that Adam inflicted on Harmony, he would also make his daughter scrub the toilet with her toothbrush and stand in the corner for hours on end. With this new information, Adam was placed under arrest in June of 2022 and charged with second-degree assault. Adam's wife Kayla was also arrested in early 2022 on a felony welfare fraud charge. And in order to reduce her own sentence, she finally decided to speak up and tell police what had happened to Harmony. And Kayla's charge stemmed from the fact that she had obtained $1,500 in food stamp benefits from December 2019 to June 2021, even though Harmony was not alive. So after Kayla spoke with the police and gave them new information, Adam, in addition to his second-degree assault charge, was also charged with second-degree murder, tampering with witnesses or informants, abuse of a corpse, and falsifying physical evidence. And what Kayla said was that on December 7th, 2019, her husband Adam had repeatedly punched his daughter Harmony in the head after she had a bathroom accident in the car that they were currently living in due to recently getting evicted. Now, living in this car was Adam, Kayla, Harmony, and Adam and Kayla's two sons, Declan and Seamus, who were both under the age of 3. After Adam had murdered his daughter, he had concealed her body in a duffel bag and toted it around Manchester for months afterwards. Adam's trial was scheduled to start in November of 2023, but would end up getting pushed back to February of 2024. When the trial finally did start after the jury was picked, the judge had them go on a bus trip all around Manchester to see the different locations pertaining to Harmony's case. So on the first day of Adam's trial, February 7th, he admitted to 2 of the lesser charges in the case, falsifying physical evidence and abuse of a corpse. But he still proclaimed his innocence as far as killing Harmony, and Adam's defense team was trying to pin the blame on Kayla instead, saying that Harmony had actually died on December 6th while she was alone with Kayla. And being the absolute coward that he is, Adam Montgomery did not show up for a single day of his own trial. The prosecution made their opening statement.
He grabbed the duffel bag and he stuffed Harmony's body inside. That's when Harmony became the dead girl in the duffel bag. He did that to her. That's what he made her.
It was then described that Adam had beat her over the fact that she had a bathroom accident, something that she had no control over. Harmony was actually potty trained at a very young age, and she loved being clean and took pride in the fact that she was a big girl who didn't have accidents. However, it sounded like Harmony's needs were not being met at all, such as adequate amounts of time to go to the bathroom. And due to the fact that Harmony had been ripped out of a loving foster home and placed with her angry and abusive father, of course her toilet habits were going to slip. She was terrified of him. The prosecution went on to speak about how after Adam had punched Harmony in the head, he drove to Burger King for breakfast while the little girl lay dying in the back seat. Adam had then toted her body around Manchester for months before finally making a plan to dispose of her body for good. Adam believed that if there was no evidence of what he had done to Harmony, then he would get away with it. Luckily, he didn't. Adam's public defender, James Brooks, admitted that his client had helped to cover up Harmony's murder, but he was not the one who had done it. It was Kayla, the evil stepmother. She is evil, but she's not as evil as Adam. After opening statements came witness testimony. Crystal Story, Harmony's biological mother, took the stand to answer questions from the prosecution. Crystal testified that she had lost custody of Harmony in 2014 because she was struggling with drug addiction and she was not in the right frame of mind to take care of her. Crystal had gained custody back of Harmony in March of 2016, but only 10 months after that, Harmony was back in foster care. Emotionally, Crystal said that she had last seen her daughter on a video call in April of 2019, but after that, Adam had cut off all contact. She had tried multiple times to reach out to both Adam and Kayla, but couldn't get a hold of either one of them. Crystal went on to describe her daughter as amazing, rambunctious, and very smart.
So this was not brought up in the trial. However, Crystal had claimed that she had conflicting court dates, which was why she couldn't be there for the court date where custody of Harmony was given to Adam. However, the adoptive parents of Harmony's brother Jameson said this is not true, and none of Jameson's biological family showed up to the court hearing. Since Harmony's disappearance, Uncle Kevin has also come forward and said that Crystal knew about the black eyes that Adam had given to Harmony back in June of 2019 because Kevin had personally told her himself, but she didn't do anything. Someone else who knew Harmony very well testified in court, Michelle Rafferty,
who was her foster mother for 3 different periods of time. Michelle first took Harmony into her home when she was only 2 months old. Michelle had been told that Harmony had a brain development disorder and she wasn't expected to live longer than 7 months. Both Crystal and Michelle spoke about how smart Harmony was, despite being diagnosed as a baby with a condition that would have resulted in a learning disability. But that diagnosis turned out to be very wrong, and Harmony was meeting every benchmark and succeeding. Michelle said about Harmony, "She was a loving child. She was very sweet, very happy, super social. She loved to be with people wherever she went. She left people happy, and you knew that you met her." Adam Montgomery's uncle, Harmony's great uncle, Kevin Montgomery, was subpoenaed to testify against Adam at trial. And when he took the stand, he admitted that he did not want to be there that day. Uncle Kevin spoke about one day in June of 2019, about 6 months before Harmony was murdered.
He had just returned back from being in Florida for 3 weeks to the Guilford Street house when he noticed that Harmony had a black eye.
And when you saw her in the kitchen, how did she look to you?
She had a black eye.
Can you describe it for us? How did the black eye look?
Full, like a raccoon's eye, black and blue.
Uncle Kevin asked Harmony what she had done to her eye, but before she could answer, Adam, who was standing behind her, told Uncle Kevin, "She didn't do anything. I bashed her around the effing house." And by "she didn't do anything," I assume he means she didn't do anything to hurt her own eye. Not that she didn't do anything, because obviously that's why he was bashing her around the house, I would assume. She did something wrong in his eyes. And then Kevin was asked how his nephew had made this statement. And he said, "To the best of my abilities, I would describe it as a cocky son of a bitch." Adam explained, as Kevin recalled, that he had put Harmony in charge of his infant son while he went to the bathroom. When he came back out, Harmony had her hand over the baby's mouth and nose, and Adam said the baby's lips were turning blue. Uncle Kevin said that he then told multiple people about this incident in order to get help, and he also called DCF. However, his claims were found to be unsubstantiated, of course. In Adam's trial, Kayla Montgomery was the star witness, and her testimony took place over 2 days. And even though she cried at times, most of the time when she was speaking about Harmony, she looked cold and uncaring. Under questioning, Kayla said that around 2 or 3 in the morning on December 7th, Harmony had had an accident in the car. Though she didn't recall whether it was poop or pee. This was while they were parked in the family's car at the Colonial Village Apartments. This is the parking lot that the Montgomerys stayed in their car, because their friend Anthony Bodero lived in the apartment right here. Kayla then said that because Harmony had an accident, this angered Adam, and he began punching her in the head. He ended up punching her 10 to 15 times. Kayla said she told Adam to stop, but he didn't. And afterwards, she didn't even change Harmony's clothes. Why? Because Adam told her not to, and she was too scared because he gave her a, quote, crazy eye. Kayla said after that, she did not go back to sleep. And around 7 o'clock the next morning, everybody was awake, and Adam was again angry about the smell in the car. The family then drove to the methadone clinic so that Adam and Kayla could get their doses. Kayla went in first, and then when she came back out, Adam went in and got his. When Adam came back to the car after getting his methadone dose, he again got angry that the car smelled. Adam, Kayla said, then screamed at Harmony, saying, "Why are you doing that? Why don't you tell us when you have to go?" And then he began punching her in the head. Then Adam drove the family to Burger King. Along the way, at all the traffic lights, Adam turned around and continued to punch Harmony in the head. She soon began to make a weird moaning noise. And Adam told Kayla, "I think I did something this time. I think I really hurt her."
This is what the drive from the methadone clinic to the Burger King in Manchester looks like. And there are quite a few stoplights along the way, though we don't know how many were red. I'm sure Harmony got punched by Adam quite a few times along the way. Because as you can see, there are a lot of traffic lights.
And he started yelling at Harmony and kept hitting her in the head repetitively.
What was Harmony doing at that point when he started driving the vehicle?
She was crying a lot.
She was crying a lot?
Yeah. And she was making a weird noise.
Was she saying anything?
No.
And Kayla, I want you to walk the jurors through in as much detail as you can what happened on your route from Habit Opco to that Burger King.
Adam was getting really angry from Harmony peeing in the car, and he repetitively kept punching her on the way to Burger King, and there were a couple red lights, and when we were at red lights, he would go over the driver's seat, like in between the passenger seat, and he was just punching her repetitively in the head.
Between Habit Opco and the Burger King, did the defendant say anything to Harmony?
I told her to shut the up. Stop crying.
This is the Burger King that the Montgomerys drove to after they had gone to the methadone clinic. Kayla said that on the way here is when Adam had assaulted Harmony.
In the backseat at the time with Harmony were her two brothers, one who was 2.5 years old and one who was 11 months old. Kayla said that when Adam struck Harmony, Harmony began to cry and the 11-month-old began to cry. She said that her older son didn't cry very often. He probably knew better because he probably knew that he was going to get in trouble or screamed at or hit or whatever by Adam. Kayla testified that she had put her arm up trying to get Adam to stop striking Harmony, but he gave her a look of pure evil and she just backed down.
Did he try to help Harmony while he was striking her?
Yes.
Tell the jurors what you did to help, to try to help.
I put my arm up and said to stop, but he looks at me and he gave me this look that was like evil. His crazy eyes. I didn't like it. And I couldn't stop him from hitting her because the look that he gave me was scary. I was scared.
Once the family got to Burger King, they went through the drive-thru and ordered 3 breakfast sandwiches. Harmony was underneath a blanket so that nobody could see the awful injuries to her face. They then continued on to the Colonial Village apartments. Kayla claims that she fed the younger children the breakfast sandwich on the way back, and she placed another sandwich on Harmony's lap, thinking that Harmony was just sleeping and she would wake up later to eat it. And she told jurors that Adam would regularly put this blanket over the little girl's body when she was in the car so that nobody could see how badly bruised she was. Kayla would also say that Harmony had dried blood on her face that morning from the day before. Adam had assaulted her and nobody even cleaned the little girl's face up. So Kayla thought that Harmony was asleep underneath the blanket because she said that after Adam assaulted Harmony, she normally fell asleep. So once they got back to the Colonial Village apartments, Adam and Kayla would use some heroin and fentanyl. Kayla said they then left the apartment complex again a few hours later, though she doesn't really remember why. And when they did, the family's car, a Chrysler Sebring, died at the intersection of West and Elm Street. Now needing to have the car towed, Adam got out and tried to wake up Harmony. It was then that he discovered that she was dead. Kayla said that Adam was gently shaking Harmony, trying to get her to wake up, but she wouldn't, saying, "Baby girl, wake up, baby girl." When the family's Chrysler Sebring died, all the electronics went out, so Adam couldn't even open the trunk of the car. Instead, he went into the back seat and pulled down part of the seat to pull a red duffel bag out of the trunk. Adam then folded Harmony's body in half and put her inside the duffel bag. So even though there had been tears during some of Kayla's testimony, when it came to Harmony, she showed very little emotion. The tears only came for Kayla when she was talking about the things that had happened to her. While on the stand, Kayla admitted that she couldn't remember how many clothes or pairs of underwear they had packed for Harmony, and she said that they never washed her underwear. I don't know if that means they just threw them out and got new ones, or if they just made her wear dirty ones over and over. So the family had grabbed a few of their belongings and then walked back to the Colonial Village apartments. It's a very short walk. Once they got there, their friend drove them back to the car to get the rest of their things. After that, they would stay in the friend's car for a few nights. And during the night, Adam would take the duffel bag with Harmony's body in it out of the car and place it into the snowbanks. From there, they went to Kayla's mother's house, and Harmony's body was kept in a red and white cooler just outside her door in the communal hallway. And by the end of December 2019, the family had moved on to the Families in Transition shelter located on Lake Ave. There, Adam would tuck the duffel bag with Harmony's body in it up in the ceiling, and Kayla said it emitted a horrible smell. Harmony's body had been leaking fluids up inside the ceiling, and multiple people at the shelter had smelled it.
This is the shelter that Adam, Kayla, and the two boys stayed at.
And this is also where Adam stored Harmony's body up in the ceiling. Investigators came here after they realized that Adam had killed Harmony, and they were able to remove some of the ceiling tiles as evidence for his trial.
But before he got caught, the family would end up moving to their apartment on Union Street. Here, Adam would take Harmony's body out of the duffel bag,
and he then placed her into the shower of the family's bathroom. From there, he turned on the hot water in an attempt to thaw out her body.
So once Harmony's body was partially thawed, Kayla said that she used scissors to cut off her hoodie, while Adam used the scissors to cut off the little girl's leggings. Kayla said, "I was there in the beginning and I was there in the end." She also said she never saw any tools in the bathroom, though she knew that Adam had a small handsaw. So Adam dismembered Harmony's body in the bathtub, and later a plumber would have to come out to unclog the drain.
Harmony's body was then put into a Catholic Medical Center's bag, filled with lime, as Adam thought this would help with the decomposition process, though it would not. Adam had also told Kayla that they should possibly use a NutriBullet because that would be a good way to get rid of Harmony's body.
And Adam requested that Kayla bring it down to him at his job at Portland Pie Company. So Kayla put her two children in a stroller and then put the bag with Harmony's remains in it underneath the stroller and walked it down to Portland Pie Company, where Adam would keep it in the walk-in freezer, where employees were going in and out all day and where the company kept food. Adam had also thrown some condiments in the bag as well, I'm assuming to make it look like he was just bringing his lunch in every day. But usually you would put your lunch in the fridge, not the freezer. You wouldn't put condiments in the freezer either. Kayla then testified that her husband had driven a U-Haul sometime in March of 2020, and she was not allowed to go with him, but when he returned, he no longer had Harmony's remains with him. After Harmony's murder, Kayla said that Adam tried to commit suicide twice, and he was losing it. Now he thought that there were cameras and microphones and lights in their apartment, and he thought that Kayla was working with the police. He was very paranoid. Adam also thought that Kayla was cheating on him and possibly poisoning him. On March 17, 2020, Kayla had taken her two children and she had left Adam. He had given her two black eyes. Kayla would also speak about how Harmony regularly had black eyes and bruises on her face and legs. She also said that Adam would often smack Harmony in addition to punching her.
But Kayla had done nothing to help her stepdaughter, and she even got angry with Uncle Kevin for contacting DCF about how Harmony was being treated.
The prosecution also brought up the fact that the Montgomerys had used their SNAP benefits to pay for drugs. Apparently, their drug dealer would take their food stamp benefits in exchange for heroin or fentanyl or whatever they needed that day. As a result of this, Kayla said that her, Adam, Harmony, and the two boys were all eating baby food at one point. So how they got the money to go to Burger King that morning and get three sandwiches? Kayla also told the jurors that Adam had worked hard to obtain custody of his daughter Harmony, and she even remembers helping him decorate her room with Mickey Mouse before she moved in. And while on the stand, Kayla said that she still cares about Adam because he is her best friend and father of her children. She's just having a hard time letting go.
And even worse is the letter that Kayla had written to prosecutors while she was trying to get a deal before they knew how Harmony was murdered. In the note, she said in exchange for her testimony that would betray Adam, she wanted custody of her children, mental health care, drug rehab, and immunity for everything. Then she also wrote that she wanted an embrace, a kiss, or a chance to make love one more time to Adam. And just a side note, Kayla is actually going to be up for parole this April of 2024. So there's the possibility that she might regain custody of all three of her children at that time.
Oh, and in case you didn't know, Kayla and Adam had a third child in 2021, a daughter. So that was after Adam had already killed Harmony. Kayla decided that it was a good idea to again reproduce with that man. During cross-examination, Adam's attorneys wasted no time attacking Kayla's credibility, saying that she had lied to the grand jury twice before she had gotten a deal. Courtney Garcia, who married a childhood friend of Adam's, spoke as a witness as well. She said that she had offered the family some gas money as well as a place to stay on Thanksgiving of 2019. At the time, all three children were there, but Adam said something to her about how he was going to be bringing Harmony back to her mother and she would be better off there. So March 4th, 2020 is when Adam had rented the U-Haul to dispose of Harmony's remains. He had actually had his friend Travis Beach rent this U-Haul for him. So Travis was another witness who got on the stand. When Travis spoke, he said that he had gone to Adam's Union Street apartment that day in March. And when he got there, all of Adam's things were packed up in boxes like he was actually going to be moving, though he wasn't. So this made Travis not ask any questions, and he just assumed that Adam was going to be moving because he had been having problems with DCF. Travis also testified that Adam had also said to him, "I fucked up," and Adam said this 4 or 5 times, but didn't explain any further what he meant. The next day, according to text messages on his Facebook account, Travis received a text that the U-Haul had not been dropped off at 2 p.m. as required. He sent a Facebook message to Adam asking him to drop it off. Adam replied back, "Please don't message me stuff like this on Facebook again." Travis said he was also not allowed to speak to Kayla that day. The prosecution wanted the jury to see Kayla as an abused wife and not the monster and killer that the defense was making her out to be. I think she's both, so. The prosecution called forth several witnesses who had seen Kayla with black eyes and other injuries. One witness named Roseanne Smith, who regularly brought Adam and Kayla to the methadone clinic, said that one day in March of 2021, Kayla's left eye was badly bruised and starting to swell shut. She noticed that this black eye had not been there the day before. Once they had gotten to the methadone clinic that day, Adam began to walk away from the car, and Roseanne tried to hand Kayla her phone because Kayla wanted to call for help, but Adam spotted this, and he turned around and went back to the car. Roseanne said, "I did not see Adam there. I saw pure rage walking towards me." Adam then grabbed her arm, twisted it, and pulled the phone away from her, saying, "You're not giving that phone to my wife." Roseanne said that then, when she began begging Adam for the phone, he all of a sudden softened. The anger in his face went away, but she had been very frightened by the anger that she had seen. During the trial, jurors were shown part of the ceiling from the family's in-transition shelter in Manchester, where Adam had been accused of hiding Harmony's body. The state said that when investigators returned to the room the family had stayed in at the shelter 2 years later, they saw deep bloodstains in the ceiling vent and smelled decomposition. On the ceiling tile, surrounding Harmony's blood, all that was left of her were Adam's fingerprints and palm prints. Nicole Giles was another witness who actually had to be arrested to be brought in to testify. She was worried for her and her children's safety and did not want to be seen in connection with the case, so the judge ordered that her face not be on camera. Nicole had lived at the family's in-transition shelter at the same time the Montgomerys did in 2020. She said that whenever she had seen Kayla there, she had bruises on her body and black eyes. When she had asked Kayla about these bruises, Kayla would say she had either fallen over or the boys had hit her with a toy or one of their bottles. But when Kayla was alone with Nicole, she would tell her that they were actually from Adam and that she wanted to leave, but she was scared. Tara Hilbert, the building manager at the Union Street apartment where Adam and Kayla and the two boys had gone to live after Harmony's murder, testified as well. She said that when she had befriended the Montgomerys, she learned that Kayla was abused by Adam. In March of 2021, when Kayla had been badly hurt by Adam, black eyes and a bloodied nose, Tara had helped Kayla and the children relocate to a hotel. Tara also said that during one conversation with Adam, he said that he missed his daughter, Harmony. And when Tara asked him where his daughter was, he said that she was in Lowell, Massachusetts with her mother. And another witness was named Rebecca Maines. She was friends with Adam because they were both part of the sober community, she said. Prior to 2021, she said they were best friends and they often traveled places together. Adam informed Rebecca that he had dropped Harmony off with Crystal because she continually kept shitting her pants. He said that he had also tried to reach out and see Harmony since then, but Crystal would not allow him to. Rebecca recalled an incident where Adam spoke about Harmony's bathroom accidents, and he said that he would put her in the corner for it for hours because she was doing it on purpose. And when Adam spoke to Rebecca about Harmony one time, he said that he hated her to his core because she reminded him of her mother, Crystal. And there was also a recording of one of Adam's jail calls played for the jury. In it, he said, "The investigators are nut jobs, and the search for Harmony is just a waste of taxpayers' money." The defense would call forth no witnesses, and prior to the jury's deliberations, Adam's defense team tried to get Kayla's testimony excluded from the jury deliberations. The defense motioned to dismiss the remaining three charges that Adam had not pled guilty to, saying that Kayla had no credibility and there was no evidence as to who had killed Harmony. The judge, however, felt differently, and he denied this motion. In closing arguments, Adam's defense team said that he had moved Harmony's body and hid it in the very misguided belief that if he didn't, his family would be torn apart. The defense also tried to humanize and soften the jury's view of Adam, whom the state would call an enraged tyrant. The defense then said the allegation that Adam beat his child for days and then on December 7th, 2019, for hours, is just crazy. No, it's crazy to do it. It's not crazy to think that he did it. They went on to say, Adam did some very bad things, but he did not kill his daughter. Then when it was the prosecution's turn to give their closing argument, with anger in his voice, prosecutor Ben Agati said that Adam believes that Harmony's life and death were a waste of time. He went on to say, on the day of Harmony's death, all he had is his car, his rage, and his fists. After he learned Harmony soiled herself in the car, he took her life in rage over a bathroom accident. Ben Agati continued on saying to the jurors, the only parts of Harmony that are left will be with you in that deliberation room, on that pink toothbrush, and on that part of the bloodied ceiling tile. And the other parts of her body, her torso, her face, her eyes, that smile, only the defendant, as we sit and stand here today, knows where they are. He can't afford to say where they are, because the evidence contained on them will show that he caused her death. So she will not get the burial that she deserves. On February 22nd, 2024, Adam Montgomery was found guilty on all of his charges. Second-degree murder, second-degree assault, tampering with physical evidence, abuse of a corpse, and intimidating a witness. After Adam's verdict was read, Harmony's mother, Crystal, said she was very relieved, but she stressed that the case is not over yet, not until Harmony is found. Crystal also said that Adam is manipulative and tries to have a tough guy image at all times. She said that when she found out she was having a little girl, she was very scared because Adam hates women. Crystal, who is now sober, asked a New Hampshire court to officially declare Harmony is dead. Crystal is also now trying to remove Montgomery as Harmony's last name and have her be known as Harmony Renee Sorey. If her body is found, she plans to cremate her. And lead detective John Dunleavy said that while he considered the conviction a win, it did not feel complete since Harmony Montgomery was still missing. He said, "We didn't find her. I will be on the job for some time. I still have about 15 years left. And as long as I'm a police officer, I'm going to continue to look for her." And although Adam did not attend his own trial, New Hampshire state law mandates that he must attend his sentence hearing, which is going to be held on May 9th in Concord, New Hampshire. He will likely be facing 35 years to life on the second-degree murder charge alone. And that would be served consecutively with armed criminal charges, for which he's already serving at least 33 years. So finally, after over 4 long years, Harmony has gotten justice. Now, it's just a shame that Kayla Montgomery didn't get charged with more, because she was absolutely guilty as well. I wish that Adam could show one tiny bit of sorrow or regret for what he did to his poor, sweet, innocent daughter. But not once has he shown that he cared about her even one bit. And now that he's been convicted on all counts and will most likely be in jail for the rest of his life, he still has not come out to say where he put her body. I can't believe that someone so evil was ever even given custody of a child. Personally, I would have seen that teardrop tattoo and been like, nope, you're not getting any child, ever. So many mistakes were made by many people around her, and Harmony ended up losing her life for it. But at least now she has some sort of justice. So if you do like true crime and you want to hear it from me, then don't forget to hit that subscribe button below and turn on those notifications too, so you'll know when I upload a new video, which is 2 to 3 times every week. Thanks for watching A Wicked World today. Until next time, take care, guys. Bye.
Thank you for being patrons of A Wicked World. Adina, Alana, Allie, Amanda, Amberly, Amy, Angela, Angie, Brandy, Brother Mike, Carrie, Catherine, Cecilia, Celia Cruz, Claire, Danielle, Danny J, Drew, Eric, Frank, Georgia, Haley, Hanorama, Hannah, Jackie, Jen, Jennifer, Josie, Kara, Christy, Kristen, Lori, Marion, Mary, Mel, Mimi, MJ Kelly, Neoma, Nikki, Owen, Ray, Robin, Sharon, Starlet Sky, Stephanie O, Stephanie T, Susan, Suzanne, Tamra, Tammy B, Tammy S, Tracy UK, and Whisper 216. You guys rock. Now, there's even more of A Wicked World on Patreon. So check it out at patreon.com/awickedworld or use the Patreon app. You'll have access to exclusive videos each month and more. Any support truly helps to make sure the victims never get forgotten and to highlight the shortcomings of society associated with each case. Do you have a suggestion for a case you'd like to see me cover? If so, send me an email at awickedworldtruecrime@gmail.com.